It's Mr. Frazier's neighborhood now.
Kevin Frazier's in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. It's media day. Kevin Frazier, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Excited for media day. It's always crazy. You get to hang out with the players. And, you know, this, remember, we're in the middle of Mardi Gras. And they're going to throw the Super Bowl in. New Orleans is crazy.
Yeah.
Out last night, and a lot of the players were walking the streets and hanging out, getting their last-minute tastes of New Orleans before they shut it down and really start to focus on the game. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to be so much fun this week. And, of course, everybody excited about Beyonce and her performance and can't wait to, you know, hear and see what she's going to do. And speaking of the Super Bowl and – the Star Spangled Banner will be sung by Alicia Keys, but whatever you think of the Star Spangled Banner in the Super Bowl, you think of Whitney Houston.
Oh, yeah.
She, I mean, clearly she is the one who sang it like no one else. I mean, you think Whitney Houston, you think Marvin Gaye. But I had a chance to sit down with Sissy Houston and talk to her, and I asked her about the whole Star Spangled Banner because there was a flap last week where people were saying Whitney did not sing. What was interesting with what Sissy had to say, and I want you to hear what Sissy had to say. Here she is.
She wouldn't do it. She sang it. She's like me. I can't lip sing because I don't do songs the same all the time, neither did she. She said, I want to sing it, and she sang it. And when she sang it, she gave all that money to the soldiers. So that tells you the kind of person she was. You know, I was real proud of her.
She gave all the money to the soldiers.
When that album, which that record, that single, she gave all that money to charity. But here's the other thing. Sissy's new book, it comes out this week, and I was blown away by the revelations in the book and the things she was open and honest about. I mean, she talked about Whitney's relationship with Robin Crawford, and that was one of those things that was always one of those, like, taboo subjects with Whitney. You never really went there. And you know what? Her mother addresses it immediately in the book. She also talks about her relationship with Bobby. And, you know, I was surprised because she said, from the day I met him, that was someone I did not want for my daughter.
She knew.
She knew. But, you know,
I had to get this book.
So it's interesting because there's so many little revelations. And the book starts out talking about the day Whitney died. And she says she was in her house. She got the call from Gary. And he was hysterical. Then she was upset. And she was sitting in her kitchen. And her doorbell rang. And she went and opened the door. Nobody there. She goes back. Doorbell rings again. Nobody's there. So she calls down to her doorman, and her doorman says, I'll tell you right now, Miss Houston, I have you dialed up. I'm watching your door to make sure no one bothers you, to make sure no media gets you near you. No one has gone near your doorbell.
Mm.
She believes that was Whitney coming home one last time.
Wow.
Lots of revelations in the book. More of the conversation tonight on the show, but I'm going to tell you something. Let me throw in one more thing. They were on vacation once, and Whitney gets a cut on her face after an argument with Bobby. Now, Whitney swore up and down that, no, it wasn't from a fight with Bobby. But Sissy sounded like she felt 100% like it had come from an issue with Bobby. They literally had to fly her to a specialist who could hold the cut up so she didn't have a scar on her face.
Hmm. I didn't know the book was talking like, I got to get this book now.
Hey, she is
She's very forthcoming
very
in this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very forthcoming. It's good stuff, Tom.
All right. All right, man, have fun.
You be careful down there, young man.
I'm going to pace myself, but it's media day, so let's get the party started.
Media day in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. Kevin Frazier covering for The Insider, OMG.